really, from the time our kids were little, I just wanted them to do really what God wanted them to do.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's cold here in northern Indiana. It's always cold. What's that from, Scott? Quick.
I don't know.
Groundhog Day. Don't they start the movie like that every time?
I don't watch that movie.
It's cold.
I've seen it once, and I don't want to see it again.
Okay, well.
Sorry.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine, but it's been cold here. Has it been cold down in Cincinnati?
No, it's cooler today, but not cold by any means.
Oh, man, it was cold yesterday. It was like, you know, started out the morning, I think it was just barely 50, and I think the high was like 66, but it did not feel like 66. It felt cold. But that wouldn't knock out the cicadas. Are the cicadas backing off down there?
Yeah, they're almost gone here.
Oh, yeah. We never got one. I never saw one. One, not one.
Count yourself blessed. There are little cicada body parts all over my porch every morning. I have to sweep them off. It's gross.
Well, you don't have to worry about it for another 17 years. Just think where you'll be in 17 years. Is that depressing or what?
I'm cautiously hopeful and optimistic. Let's
He'll say, why is Dad covered in cicadas? Oh, he doesn't have the energy to brush them off, kids, grandkids or whatever.
Yes.
That's kind of a depressing thought. I mean, I can remember you know how every once in a while, I don't know if you feel this way. I have this malady, and I don't think we've ever used that. Put that on the list.
There you go.
I have this great sense of the passage of time. But every once in a while, it just hits me. And I can remember, and it's probably been, it was before I had kids or maybe just had one or two little kids. I can remember laying in bed and we had had a roofing guy come to our house. You know how they just probably, I signed up at the county fair and then they stop by and they see you. And yeah, we didn't know any better at the time. So he comes in and he gives us this big long spiel. But when he left, you know, the idea was, oh, this will be a 20-year roof or a 30-year roof. You know, you won't have to replace it. And I just can remember laying in bed. I mean, again, this was 20 years ago, longer than that, thinking about how, you know, how where I'll be in those 20 or 30 years and how my parents would be and how, you know, how old I would be and that some of the people I can remember almost being obsessed for that kind where you can't go to sleep because you're doing all these calculations in your head. And I'm like, I'm past that now. I mean, like I'm on the other side of that. And that just kind of freaks me out. So anyway,
me too. My stepmother-in-law likes to remind me that I once performed at her birthday party as an Elvis impersonator. And that was when she turned 40.
Right.
And I'm 50 now. So
yeah.
Like, exactly. That was a long time ago.
And isn't that amazing?
It doesn't seem that long ago. So, hey, happy morning to all you listeners. You just woke up for your daily
It won't
dose
be long before
depression.
You're dead. Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, Dave and I were talking. We had a little project yesterday. I'll talk about it a little bit later. But we were just talking again how quickly that time passes. And really, you know, if this is all there is, we are the most to be pitied, just like the Bible says. But this is not the end. We're not having a good ride now. We're waiting in line for the good stuff. So
thank God.
Yeah, I know. And really, we need to remind ourselves of that. I know my mom, who might even be listening, I know that as she gets older, and she has gotten older, like we all do, I think it scares her a little bit. Even though she loves God, she knows that God has a place prepared for her. But we need to remind ourselves of that truth because the lie is so, so, so loud. And remind our kids of that, too, because we want them there. So enough of that. Scott, how was your Father's Day? Can you remember that far back?
Yeah, it was good. We had a fun time. Went over to my my in-law's house. We swam for the first time in a cicada-free pool.
Oh, and, yeah.
grilled out, hung out. My daughter and son-in-law came as well.
Oh, yeah, so that's right. Time.
Yeah.
Did you have them do something? Like power wash the house?
No, I didn't.
You need to. You need to take advantage of these things early on. Because it wears off later. And then they become like us as son-in-laws.
I'm counting on legal representation in a couple of years.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you may need it. You may need it. We might need it on the show. We need to retain a lawyer.
Well, give us another year and we'll have one.
Okay. Good, good, good. Yeah, mine was, it was fine. You know, it was nothing eventful.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't want to say that right away. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, that's, I mean, really, I mean, there's some dads, I mean, they always post pictures of like them having this blast. Ours was, you know, my kids made me feel loved and they got me a, this is a great gift. But this is again, a reminder how old I am. We bought this for Debbie's parents. We got it for my parents and now they're buying it for me, you know? So it's kind of like, it's like kind of getting a dash compass for your car, you know, when you're kidding, when you start looking at those and go, that'd be a good idea. You know, then I know which direction I'm going. But my kids got me this. It's a picture frame. It's a digital picture frame. It's about the size. I'm looking at my monitor because it's about that. It's about, 12 inches across, you know, 9 inches tall.
You need a new monitor.
Yeah, no, my monitor's a little bigger than that. It is a small monitor, by the way. So it's this little digital picture frame. But, you know, it's not like the old ones where you had to load all the pictures. You can send emails or send pictures directly to it through an email. So it's super cool. So all my kids now have the, you know, the email address that we set up for it. So whenever they take a picture that's a fun family picture or a fun any kind of picture, they just send it over there and it automatically loads it on it. So we did it for both sets, my parents and my in-laws. And all the cousins have it. So, you know, it's really a way to update them. But it's just super, super fun. So that was my big gift. I got that in lawn chairs. So it is an old person's Father's Day. So
awesome.
But when we had Kids Day and we celebrated Kids Day on Monday because I was just a little too tired on Sunday. And we told the kids, let's do it on Monday. You know, we got donuts in the morning. We went, the kids had to go to a robotics thing that they're involved in. We went to Burger King and then we did something for dinner. I can't remember what we did for dinner. And we watched a movie in the evening and played ping pong and carpet ball and things like that during the day. But my wife said to me yesterday, she goes, you know, Todd, you always have this great idea of having kids day. And then you didn't do anything. She goes, you know, you didn't make it super, super fun. Like have something like we didn't go. And I'm like, that's not the point, honey. The point, it doesn't have to be super, super fun. It's not like trying to recreate Disney World. It's just a time to let our kids know that we care about them, you know? And I think for all of us dads, not just for Kids Day, we think that, you know, we think that it has to be something super special for our kids to enjoy the time. And I just think they just need a little bit of our time, you know, and it was an opportunity to do that. And really, we get that opportunity all the time. Dad, you'll have that opportunity today, tonight. You know, one of your kids will say, hey, Dad, can we go on a bike ride? And you should say, sure, let's go on a bike ride. I know it doesn't always sound fun. It doesn't sound fun to me. But you should say sure anyway. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You don't have to stop and get ice cream. You don't have to be all giddy about it. You just have to do it. So there's the magic secret of Kids Day.
Your problem, Todd, is that you set the bar too high. You give them these great expectations and celebrate. We're going to have Kids Day. It's going to be awesome. I set the bar nice and low. Don't expect nothing from me, kid.
And then when
I toss them a stick of bubble gum, they're like, hey, it's Kids Day.
Oh, wow. You got a good point. There you go. He has spoken. yesterday, and then maybe this kind of lead us into our conversation because I was I had this conversation last night with my son, but yesterday, Abe's been looking for a little camper to fix up and sell because, you know, he's got his brother just got one and his other brother has one and fixed it up. And he's thinking, you know, instead of maybe flipping houses, maybe I'll try campers because there seems to be a market right now. People are wanting those and they're paying way too much for them. Like they are paying way too much for everything else. So he lets me know. So he's been looking. I mean, he's not like buying little campers that are
a pop-up camper.
Yeah, not that kind. Not, but we have one that we own from 1963. That it's a little tiny thing. Doesn't have, you know, it's a bed. It was from.
Doesn't have wheels. It's got weeds growing in it. But
that's what he was looking at. He was looking at those kind. And so he goes, I found one, Dad, for $350. And so we had to drive. He told me this at 4 o'clock in the evening. So he said, it's 100 miles away. And I'm like, Abe, are you sure? I said, does it have decent wheels on it? Because, you know, it won't have, you know, it might not even have lights. We don't know if it gets dark. You know, we need to leave right now. And he goes, well, they were asking $450, got him down to $350. And I'm like, that's because they want to get rid of it. And so we get down there and he had pictures. He was not surprised. But I mean, the whole thing, it's a 1971 style liner. And it's very retro. You know, it's very cool looking. It's aluminum on the outside. But the inside will have to be totally rebuilt. Everything's been pulled out of it. I mean, the 2x4 walls and then the floor truss will all have to be replaced. But he's super excited. So we got it. And, you know, the tires didn't look great, but they were holding air. They probably pumped them up. And we drove 100 miles home. We made it. We thank God for that. And Abe's super excited to start on that project. So
that is impressive.
It's going to be a cool little camper. And he'll do a great job because he does amazing work. But here's what I thought we'd talk about, Scott. You know, because Abe's 20 years old, and I'll tell you, there's just a lot of pressure on lots of kids. My kids, I hope, don't feel it because I've not put that pressure on them. But, you know, we as parents, we're like terrified that our kids are going to, like, not have a career plan the day they graduate from high school.
Amen.
Or we're terrified that they're not going to have our career plan. You know, because here's what we want them to do. We want them to go right off to college. And so they'll know what they're going to do. Then they'll go to grad school. And then, you know, they'll get some high paying job where they sit in an office with a flickering fluorescent bulb and get all pasty, you know, and then they get a membership to the gym so they can feel sweaty. You know, I don't know, like men. Yes. No, I'm sorry. But, you know, I've always really from the time our kids were little, I just wanted them to do really what God wanted them to do. I wanted them to be able to support their families and to be good husbands and good fathers. That's all I want for my boys. You know, for my daughters, I just want them to be good moms and good wives. And, you know, and if they have some time where they have to figure out some, you know, what to do with their time until they're, I'm good with that too. But I hope I haven't put that pressure on my kids that they have to have it all figured out. So Abe's 20 years old. He's super capable. We knew from a very young age that Abe was going to be a builder. He was a hammer and nail guy. He likes straight rows. He likes things perfect, you know. And, you know, of course, all your well-meaning friends, they try to encourage you like, well, maybe he'd like to be an engineer. And I'm like, he don't want to be an engineer. He wants to build things with his hands. He likes to work. He's a good worker. And so now Abe, he's worked construction. He cuts lawns, not full time because he didn't quite have that many, but he makes decent money at that. And he's been talking about flipping a house but these things he makes, if you're at all interested, he makes signs for off of Etsy, really high quality, hand carved Disney World signs. So if you are a fan of the Jungle Cruise or the Tiki Room, he makes these super cool signs that he sells, and he just does amazing work. He's super capable. And so we let him work on Ike's house as part of, you know, his really his life. And we put no pressure on him to be or do or to move on, because he's shown us that he's diligent with his time. But, you know, I guess I was just thinking, you know, maybe part of our job as dads is to, again, help our kids do that. Help, you know, to fan the things that God has already put in their hearts. I know for my son, Cal. Cal's 15 years old. Cal, I mean, he's not very grounded in reality when it comes to money. He's like, Dad, here's some really cool shoes. Can I get them? And I'm, how much are they? Oh, they're $450. And I'm like, yes. No, you can't get them ever, you know. And he loves Lego. We have not tried to steer him away from it, you know, like, oh, that's a little kid's thing, because he loves it. I mean, he loves the design. He likes the statistics. He likes seeing old ones and new ones, and he knows them all. I mean, it's amazing to me. And he had gotten some big sets. He had saved money and he, like, spent every nickel of it on a set that, you know, you build and then he sits it on a shelf and never to build again. And I said, Cal, how about we stop buying sets just to have them, you know, at least for now? I said, how about we start something where, you know, because when we were in Cincinnati, Scott, you know, maybe you haven't checked it out yet, but there's a little tiny building that's called H&H Brick that sells used Lego pieces, you know, not just like the, yes, you can go in and get a bag of, you know, all these different shapes, but they have people who've bought sets. And then they sold them to them, and then they sell them for a discounted price. They're still expensive. I mean, there was still a rocket ship for $100, but it was $400 when you buy it new. And so I said, Cal, how about you try this? How about you see if you can maybe purchase some Lego sets, you know, and then see if you can resell them and make some money, you know? And I said, I'll finance you at the beginning. I said, not forever, but just for a few, because I know that, you know, some of these, because he didn't want to like do the nickel and dime thing where you pay $5 for a set and sell it for $7. And so his first set, and he had the money because he had saved this up, but his first set he bought for $700. It's a giant Millennium Falcon. I mean, not a little one, a big one, but he bought it for $700. The next day, he sold it for, I think, $825. And we had to drive an hour to go pick it up. And then a day or two later, he bought another one for $100. And then he sold it for $250. So I think he's kind of seeing the magic of it. But I'm like, he goes, yeah, Dad, but I don't get to keep it. I said, but some of these you can build and then you can take them apart, put them in their little shrink wrap things. And you get to make money doing the things that you like. And so he's done this a couple times. I don't know if it's going to work out because he hasn't figured out all the eBay stuff, but because he kind of bids faster than he probably should, and he may lose his shirt on a couple of these things. But, you know, I love the idea of encouraging our kids in their gifts, you know, in their bents.
My boys decided to invest in cryptocurrency recently. And basically all that means is that they're watching their $10 worth of Dogecoin turn into nothing as it nosedives through the toilet.
But, you know, that could be a valuable lesson, too.
Well, they have studied up a little bit on the stock market and things like that. My one son keeps talking about the S&P 500, and my other son's like, you don't even know what that is. And Will's like, yes, I do. You know,
well, I think that's cool. Yeah. I think it is real learning, you know, and I know dads are out there and they're trying to figure out, you know, maybe how to encourage their kids with money. And, you know, I think never before have the dads needed to step up to the plate like maybe we do now in that area. Because I don't know about you, Scott, but I saw a sign on a building yesterday because, you know, everybody's hiring. Mm-hmm. And even though on the news, it sounds like nobody has a job, but I saw a sign on a landscape company on their sign outside and it said, like everyone else, yes, we're hiring. But I've talked to several people. I talked to a guy yesterday, a family man guy, and he was saying that he's a house painter and he pays starting, you know, about $15 an hour. And some of his guys make $23, $24 an hour painting houses. And he said, but he goes, it's hard to get anybody. Nobody wants to come. My daughter, who's like an HR person at a uniform cleaning business, said just now, because she does a lot of interviews, but up until recently, most of the interview people didn't really want the job. They just wanted to write on some form so they can collect their unemployment that they have interviewed. And she was talking about how some of the companies are paying $50 if you'll just come and do an interview. And one of the companies that I was talking to, somebody, they said they have dropped all their drug testing because they just need people, you know, and this is a big company, you know, like they don't care if you're drugged out, because somehow our young people just don't feel like they need to work. Maybe it's because the government's paying them or whatever. But I think, you know, we'll take over the world if our kids just show up to work and they just do a good job as Christians, you know, and are honest and are dependable, and they'll rise to the top. They won't need their, you know, little college degrees, because those kids with the college degrees aren't getting jobs either. So I think it's our job to teach our kids to work. And I had someone ask, you know, a mom, you know, like, what about allowances? Should we have our kids do chores? Do they need allowances? Should we pay them to do the chores? And I'm like, yes, you should have your kids do chores, especially in the summertime. You know, I have usually a project for my kids almost every day where they have to do something, clean out a shed or, you know, clean out a car or the cars. And I've got some bushes that I want to cut down, you know, and all those things. And I get them started, and then I check in on them every once in a while. And I don't know about how you handle allowances, Scott, but really, my kid, we've never given allowances, ever. You know, our kids have always had opportunities to earn money in other ways, and they have, and we've told them, you know, you're part of our team, Team Wilson. And, you know, everybody contributes. You don't get paid for doing the dishes, because I don't get paid to do the dishes. You don't get paid to cut the grass, because I don't get paid to cut the grass. But we will take care of the things that you need, and even those things that you want, because you're part of the team. And, you know, you'd think our kids would rebel against that, but our kids have been totally good with that.
They don't know any better.
That may be true. But they're out on their, you know, when we go out on the road, all their other, you know, people that we know who maybe speak and their parents pay them a lot, my kids get nothing, you know, but they're all fine, because we make sure they get the things that they need because they're part of the team. And even some of my kids, there have been times where I've said, hey, we'd like to pay you because you have helped so much. And they're like, no, Dad, you don't need to do that, because, you know, this is us. And I love that. But I'll tell you, I think if we've trained our kids to work, we don't have to worry about, you know, which direction they go or what cockamamie ideas they do, because they'll succeed at it. So.
Amen. Get them out there working. We tried allowance once, I think, with one kid for a week or two, and it didn't work out very well. Probably mostly because we weren't that organized, but
kept forgetting. Well, and even, you know, like, how much can you pay them? I mean, you know, is it $10 a week? That'd be, you know, $80 a week just in allowances at our house. Yeah. When I was a kid, it was based on my age. So I got a dime for every year of my life. So when I was 12, I remember getting $1.20 a week. Now, I think that only lasted about 3 weeks, but you know,
money back then.
It was big money. You could, that was enough to make a down payment on a house. So, yeah. Well, hey, we're just about out of time. I'm heading out on Monday. We're taking the Family Man Mobile out. I've got it outside the doors right now. I drove it down the road about 15 miles out and 15 miles back. I was hoping to spend the night in it, but life just has filled up, so we haven't done that. But I'm going to be driving it for the first time since like November to Nebraska. So if you think about it, I'd sure appreciate you praying for our drive time. Because I always get a little stressed. It ran good, sounded good, and seems like everything's good. Nothing's leaking, so hopefully it will be an uneventful trip. We're going out to Maranatha. It's a camp in Maxwell, Nebraska. Maybe some of you are going to be there. Make sure you say, hey, I'm sure you will. But, you know, again, if you want a good family fun thing to do, family camps are really awesome. And I don't know, Scott, have you ever been to a family camp?
I don't think we went to
and like the Family Man Rally doesn't count.
Oh, well, we went to that and we went to a homeschool camp that was sort of a family camp kind of thing. Because
when someone says to you, like if your wife say to you, "Hey Scott, we should do a family camp," on a scale of 0 to 10, how fun does that sound?
It sounds pretty fun to me because she's talked about the ones she went to when she was a kid that they loved. So it's one of those things we've talked about on and off. We just never get around to scheduling it, I guess.
Well, because I'm shock. The kind of guy, if my wife would mention it to me, I would have said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A week of church. You know, it just doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, for those, it is fun. And once you taste them, I know lots of families that go back year after year after year because it just, it's like going on a cruise that doesn't go anywhere. You know, because your food's taken care of, your housing's taken care of. There's lots of things for your kids to do. The kids gather, you know, and they have activities. And it is really an amazing thing. And really, at this camp, I always thought this was a really great idea. There will be several families there that will be there like family reunions. So instead of gathering their family at somebody's house or at a hotel, they all gather here, like three or four families. And somebody feeds them, somebody does all the activities, you know, and then they get in their cars and they drive home and nobody's house was destroyed. And it's just a really good idea. So if you've been thinking about it, or your wife's been maybe saying, oh, we should do a family camp, can I just encourage you maybe to, you know, to bite the bullet, pull the trigger, and make it happen and say, okay, let's do it. I think you'll be greatly, greatly encouraged and surprised, and your kids will love it. And maybe you'll just be bitten by the family camp bug and do it for the rest of your life. Because I found out that when I speak at some of these places, the same people go year after year after year after year. And it's a pretty cool thing. So anyway, so hey, have a great weekend. And I don't know about you, but where I live, the lightning bugs are here. So it's time to catch them if you're thinking about catching them. Because they won't be here forever. And can you believe it, Scott? We are here as we record. It's the 23rd of June. I mean, we're getting close to the 4th of July. It's like we've zipped through June. And so it goes by quick. So if you got some fun summer stuff to do on your bucket list, make sure you click one off this weekend and do it because you to dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.